Representative, how are you?
I'm very well this morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, thanks for being on the program. The media keeps portraying state representatives and state senators as being lame duck and not working, but you've been you and a lot of your constituents have been trying to get a lot of work done.
Indeed, we have. It's been a challenging year economically, but there's still time to do other things that are important to the people in our state.
Well, let's talk about a new law, which kind of got buried because so much else is happening in the news, but lawmakers have recently okayed new teen driver limits, and I know this bill is very important to you.
Yes, sir.
Well, talk about it, please.
This particular bill had been introduced within the legislature for several sessions, and most recently, before I had it, it was by term-limited Representative Ed Gaffney of the Grosse Pointe area. And when I came into the legislature, I saw that he had introduced this bill in January of 2007, and it was the first bill that I co-sponsored. And even though we were on opposite sides of the aisle, that wasn't important to me. In fact, I think it was in 2005 I came and I testified the bill when he first had it. Even though I was not a member of the legislature, I testified in favor of it. And really, I think that this is something that's going to enhance safety for all drivers on the road, most especially those brand-new teenage drivers. I like to remind folks that we do have a graduated licensing program. This is a slight modification to it, and I think it's going to allow teenagers to build their skills without influences that would have previously been present in the compartment of the car, and it's going to be better for them and as I said, the rest of us.
Mr. LeBlanc, this seeing this bill and the details of it, I have it right here in front of me, House Bill 4493, reminded me a good friend and sports commentator, Tim Stout, told me that when his boys started getting to the driver's limits, he and his wife researched what happens with young drivers, and he had some interesting rules. First of all, the kids, when they were going to drive with the adults, that would be fine, but when they had the cars by themselves, they couldn't have anyone in the car at all, and he didn't have them driving at night during the ages of 17 and 16, and he just wanted to look after them, and as they got older, they were allowed to have more responsibility. And looking at the two different levels you have with the level 2 GDL parts of these bills, I think you're doing the same.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, and you know, I'm pleased to hear you say that, you know, some folks who have an interest in really in how their teens operate their automobiles have set some of those limits. And, you know, as a person who teaches driver education part-time, I hear from those types of parents often. And, in fact, Channel 7 News in Detroit had asked to interview me about this bill a few weeks ago, and because of geography where I was and the timing and whatnot, I asked that they meet at the company that I work for, Advanced Driving in Canton. And, you know, when we completed the interview, it turned out that timing-wise, parents were then dropping off their teens for class. And I encouraged Channel 7 to go up and talk to some of those parents, and they did. And without exception, each person that they talked to said, "I love it." One person went so far as to say, "Not only do I love it, it makes it so that I don't have to be the person setting the rule, and that makes it easier on me." And, you know, even the teens there, I admit that all teenagers won't like this. They'll see it as a restriction that they shouldn't be having to adhere. But the teens that were talked to that particular day, on camera and off, said, "Hey, it's sensible," because you know how it is. When you have a number of people in a car, there's a lot going on in a vehicle, and it can change in an instant. And until you get those skills honed, I think it's fair to say that the less distraction, the better.
So you are involved with a business that teaches students how to drive?
Well, just as an employee. I don't own the business or anything like that.
Well, so you have firsthand knowledge then?
Well, I could certainly say that, yes. I have been in the automobile with hundreds and hundreds of kids, of students, of young adults as they prepare to learn how to drive. And it's an interesting experience. And you know, this is brand new to most of them. To most of them, getting behind the car, the wheel of a car is brand new. So we need to give them all the tools that they can get so that they can become better drivers and so that other people on the road aren't as wary necessarily. And, so, you know, the less often that I would have to reach across and grab that steering wheel, the better off we would all be. And unfortunately, typically today, the average person getting their driver's license is about 16 and a half years old, but many of them right at age 16, often on their birthday. And so one day they have a modest amount of restriction, the next day they have none unless it's imposed by the parent. And we're just trying to help them as they go out there by themselves, no adult in the car, no driving instructor in the car, and be free from some of those distractions. And I would also add, sir, that I also have part-time employment through the Canton Police Department. And when we would get a run to the high school parking lot, every time, I can't think of an exception, it would typically be an incident that involved car with a young driver, and it had multiple passengers in it, and there's a lot of goofing around and stuff going on in that car, and then something happens.
We're talking with State Representative Richard LeBlanc on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. The bill would affect drivers with the Level 2 intermediate licenses, typically the 16-year-olds who just started driving independently. Drivers would not be allowed to have more than one passenger under the age of 21, except for family members, while driving to or from school. New drivers would not be allowed on the road between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Seems pretty reasonable.
Well, there are exceptions to both of those, of course, and you've indicated the family members, it just doesn't apply unless it's restricted by the parent, the family member passengers. But the driving hours, you know, there are exceptions for employment, which is important to a lot of people, and there are exceptions for sanctioned school activities as well. So there was compromise as this bill was worked along the way.
Were you in favor of the deal that will give more than $10 million to the Pure Michigan advertising campaign?
I did not support that.
Why?
Well, I believe that particular proposal, first of all, it was only a partial fix. Secondly, I'm not completely sold that the funding shouldn't occur from some other means and with more permanency. So, you know, this was something that literally came up on the House floor during, at least as of then, the last session day for voting, and I didn't favor it. Now, obviously, 90% of my colleagues did, so it passed, but one of those things I just didn't support.
Well, I've talked with other state representatives who also would like to see the funding done on a more permanent basis from another source. So would you have supported it if that would have been the case?
It would have been dependent on what source and how permanent. One of the things that I'm not real excited about is that some of us in the legislature have had to settle for things that are less than good, and in some cases these have been band-aid approaches to a number of things that we've had to address. And I think that there could be an opportunity in the next session for more permanent fixes of a lot of things. And you know, if we get to a point where there's a good proposal that it looks meaningful and lasting, and it doesn't necessarily take away from something else that the money would have otherwise been designated for, I'm open-minded about that.
As you represent Westland, which is in close proximity to the city of Detroit, does Detroit and Windsor need another bridge?
Yes,
and
I believe so.
And what should the state's involvement be in that?
I think that the plan that's been advanced thus far, the one that's commonly referred to as DRIC, Detroit River International Crossing Plan, is a plan that I support. I also, by the way, and this might sound odd, but I also support Mr. Maroon's proposal for his own bridge, because I don't believe the state should step in the way of private investment. But the difficulty there is that the Canadian government has made it very clear that they are not going to approve anything on the Canadian side. However, they will approve the DRIC plan on the other side, on the Canadian side. And I was one of a small handful of people that, along with Speaker Dillon, met with the Canadian consulate, and we had that very frank conversation on Canadian soil. And so I think that the region would benefit tremendously, economically and otherwise, by another bridge. And I'm hoping that in the next session we can assist both Mr. Maroon and MDOT getting these things done.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
My pleasure, Mr. Connolly. Thank you.